Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of the NCBA's Washington, D.C. office. Back with Ethan in just a moment.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703. We're at the 2021 National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual convention in Kansas City, talking with Ethan Lane, Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ethan tells us there's a lot to like in the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. It's been put together by principal authors Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Deb Fisher of Nebraska. But one of the key elements is something that NCBA still is not in favor of. They have no policy on at this particular point. And that's the mandate.
We have a lot of policy on different pieces of that original bill, the original Fisher bill. The Grassley bill, we don't. But the Fisher bill, we have a policy to support the contract library, 14-day delivery, all the things, really good work that's accomplished in that bill. We don't have policy to support a government mandate on how producers market their cattle. That's been the case for the last couple of years, obviously. As we've gone through this debate, we still have states that are very much in favor of government intervention. We have states that are very much opposed to government intervention. This bill is interesting to me because it seems to be a real departure, specifically for Senator Grassley, from his, you know, sort of very purist push for cash trade over the last not just couple of years, but couple decades, right? This bill puts a 300% cap in place on the highest level of minimum trade that could be established by the secretary in a region based on and tied to the lowest producing region, which means that rather than the 50% that he's been pushing for, this bill would, based on kind of, you know, the low cash numbers in places like Colorado and Texas, would guarantee Iowa locks in a minimum cash trade minimum rate of somewhere in the 30s, right? Low to mid 30s. Well, that's a dramatic departure from where he's been on this, and we don't have an opinion on the amount or the volume. You know, our producers are more looking at whether or not the government should be instructive about what that is. You know, we have scientific data, the Koontz Research and other sources that are looking at what does that confidence band look like of you know, robust trade. I mean, how much is minimum to establish some price discovery and how much is robust? And that's where we've stayed, is kind of trying to voluntarily increase into that range. This feels very different. This feels more like an effort to redistribute AMA use throughout the five area rather than to cap it and encourage more cash trade. So it is going to be interesting to see the detail on this. We are seeing bill text kind of float around. I don't know if they've officially released or not. We've certainly looked at it, and so have others as well. It's pretty reflective of what was in the press release. So, you know, we're relatively comfortable that the bill says what they say that it says. But it remains to be seen whether that is a viable concept or not. It is certainly a pretty dramatic departure from where they've been.
Within that measure, you mentioned a couple of the pieces of it, the contract library, the the transparency, 14-day clause and whatnot. Are those things that you have interest in seeing, you know, happen?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We run the table on everything, I believe, unless I'm mistaken. Everything in that bill, we have policy to support other than the mandate. But what we've heard from staff, from Senator Grassley and Fisher's staff, is the mandate's the only part they actually care about. So, you know, we have a lot of different pieces of this. We've continued to reiterate that there is no silver bullet solution to this problem. This is going to take looking at processing capacity, working with USDA on that $500 million that they're going to be distributing, looking at oversight and enforcement of packers and stockyards, you know, looking at things like a cattle contract library, which is the piece we need Congress for, right, to create something like that, making sure that those transparency tools are available, and also working with USDA, AMS, and the Market News guys on better visualization of the data coming out of that department. You know, we see a lot of reports coming out of USDA, and I think there are a lot of producers on the ground that don't quite know how to leverage those, right? The packers sure know how to use them. Right. The big corporate feeders know how to use them. But how do we make sure that, a smaller independent cattleman that doesn't have access to those resources can harness that data and use it to his or her advantage as well? USDA is working on that. We've seen some really cool previews of some new data, you know, presentation formats and user interfaces that are going to allow the average producer, and I'm putting myself in that camp too, right? Someone who's not an expert in working with LMR data, to get in there, look at some charts and graphs and you know, select out by state or region or month and look at trends and really kind of get a better handle on, gosh, what is this data saying? That's important too, right? There's a lot of data at USDA that's not being used properly now. Some of it veiled by confidentiality, some of it just not presented in an effective way. So we can't afford to ignore any of those different pieces. We can't focus on one little piece because, you know, somebody tied their reputation to that being the silver bullet 2 years ago. We got to make sure we're looking at the whole suite of options.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
There's only one place where you can go and connect with over 400 agricultural companies in one day, and that's the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. Visit with exhibitors spanning all segments of agriculture like chemical application, precision ag products, livestock equipment, seed, and so much more. You can chat with dealers, kick the tires, and even get in the driver's seat of all of your favorite products from John Deere, Case IH, Massey Ferguson, and more. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for a list of exhibitors and join us at the Amarillo Civic Center, November the 30th through December the 2nd.
And that's your Beef Buzz from Kansas City. I'm Ron Hayes.